So, Ellie, we're here for the Harrogate Family Law Show once again, and we're looking to the C word, which seems already to be coming around really, really quickly. Apparently, it's never too early to think about Christmas. Is that right?
That's right. Well, it may only be October, and it's over 2 months until Christmas itself, but you'll have seen already there's all that festive paraphernalia in the shops. You can't really avoid it, however much you want to.
And the weather's turning as well at the minute.
Exactly. So whether you like it or not, Christmas is actually coming up. And certainly from the perspective of a family lawyer, it's never too early to start thinking about Christmas, and especially the arrangements for Christmas if you've separated, or actually if you're in the midst of a relationship breakdown.
I know a lot of times this time of the year is kind of quoted as being the big one for people separating and for divorcing as well, isn't it? But we're going to look today at people who are already divorced. Is that right?
Yes, and it's, I mean, Christmas is a stressful time enough for a lot of people, never mind if you're actually going through a separation or if it's your first year apart. So really the earlier you can think about the arrangements for Christmas, the better, so that you can provide some certainty for everyone concerned, not least the children.
So we're going to have a look today at a couple of different areas. We're going to be having a look at some tips to help with the Christmas arrangements, and we're going to be looking as well at who pays for what at Christmas. That's going to be coming up before the hour as well, the end of the hour. And also we're going to be looking as well at, which is an interesting one, can I take my children abroad at Christmas, which will be an interesting subject to look at as well. So that's all coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show.